Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So the item that we have in stock today, I'm really excited about, because this is made by Shark. And Shark makes really, really great products. And this is a stick vac. This is a vacuum cleaner. It's one of those stick vacs that you can use it with a rechargeable battery that they give you, and it will do a great job. Now, Shark is known for having some of the best vacuum cleaners around and the best quality. And from what I can tell so far, this one definitely is fitting with that. And they do give you a really nice warranty on Shark products. I think it's like a 3-year warranty on this. So if you live in a place maybe where you have a lot of hard floors, maybe you live in a small apartment, you don't want a huge vacuum cleaner, takes up a lot of space, or maybe you live in a house and you just want something that you can take out maybe onto the patio and clean, or in your, clean up a quick, a quick mess or whatever. You could even use this to vacuum your house as a regular vacuum cleaner if you want. So you definitely have all kinds of options here, but they give you many, many different attachments with this. But one thing that's really neat is they give you two different batteries. So you can actually, you can have two batteries to be able to charge your or use with the vacuum. So if one goes dead, then you just grab the other one, slap it in, and then you got the second battery that you can do. So let's get started. There's a lot to go over here, and we're gonna just try to get through this as quick as we can. All right, so first of all, you wanna take everything out of your box. So that's the main thing, is take everything out of the box to start with. And what you're going to have is, one thing you're going to have is a really long rod. This is the extension rod to make it kind of like a regular vacuum cleaner. You're also going to have a handle, and it's like a pistol grip handle, and this is where you hold on to the vacuum and turn it on and off and so forth. Now, this handle also has the spot for the battery to slap in and slide in, and it also has the dustbin where you empty it after you've used it. Okay, that's all on one handle. And then the next thing you're going to have is you're going to have the two batteries, which they come in boxes. So the batteries, rechargeable batteries, do come in cardboard box. So you'll have two of those. And then see what else. You're going to have another box that has an extension hose that you can attach onto the vacuum and do cushions and things like that, and little crevices and things of that nature. Then you have a battery dock that has rubber suctions on the back of it that you can suction to something like a wall or a table or something like that. And this is your dock where you can actually dock your battery to charge. That's got little suctions on it. Then you're going to have the charging cable itself, which is a proprietary charging cable. Looks like it's pretty long, probably a good 7 feet long cable. Then you're going to have another small attachment that would be also, you could use for upholstery and cushions. It's one that's about 3 inches wide. Then you're going to have an actual crevice tool, a really long crevice tool. And I think that is it. And then, of course, your manual. And finally, you're going to have this big attachment, which could be and act as an actual vacuum cleaner. It's a big roller attachment. This is what you would use on your tile, your carpet, whatever, if you wanted to use this as an actual vacuum cleaner. So that is the final thing that you will have. So what you're going to do is, first of all, charge the batteries. Now, with this battery dock that has the suctions on it, so get your charging cable, and on the back of the battery dock, where the suctions are, there is also a place to wind your cable around. Now, if you want to use this battery dock, you can. You don't have to use it. You can just plug it directly in to the battery. You can also charge the battery while it's attached to the vacuum. But if you do want to use the battery dock, you're going to take and you're going to locate the end of the charging cable, which is a round barrel cable. And you're going to insert that in to the back. There's a hole right above the cable winder, the little cable winders that you can wrap your cables around. They're little plastic fins that come out that you can wrap right above that, or below it, I guess, whichever way you're looking at it. But find the hole. There's a single hole that goes from the back end to the front. And then above that hole, coming up the top of the dock, is a little slot where you can run the cable when you plug it into the wall outlet. If you will take your cable end where the round barrel end is, and if you insert it in where the cable itself is going out the right side of the barrel cable. So you want to take it and orient it so you have the barrel end of the cable, and then turn the cord so the cord is coming out 90 degrees, the right side of the barrel plug. And you're going to then insert it in to that hole. Now, it will only go into that hole one way. So you will be able to feel, it's not quite a 90-degree angle when you insert it in. It's more of a 45-degree angle. So insert it in. Looking at the back of the battery dock, the cable is going to come down 45 degrees. It's going to come down around the 4 o'clock position. Once you insert that in, you're going to twist it down to the 6 o'clock position. And that locks that charging plug into place, okay? So insert it in at the 45-degree position around the 4 o'clock, and then twist it down to the 6 o'clock position. Now the charging plug is locked into place to the charging dock, and you'll feel on the other side of the charging dock there is the plug sticking out. So whenever you go to dock your battery now, I'm going to get one of our batteries, locate the hole on the side of the battery toward the end. That's where the plug goes, and when you set the battery down in to this dock and press it down on top of that charging plug, that locks into place, and then it starts charging your battery, of course, once the charging dock is plugged into the wall outlet. Okay, so once you've got it locked into the 6 o'clock position, now you can take and wind your cable around the cable winder plastic pieces. Just wrap it around, just keep wrapping it. And then once you get it wrapped around almost completely, you want to run the cable out of the top of the charging dock. And once you run it out of the top in this little slit at the top of the dock here, then you can take it and you can set this charging dock. You can suction it to a wall, a refrigerator, a table, whichever, but then plug it into the wall outlet, and now you've got the dock set up, and now you can dock your battery in the dock, and it locks into place when you put it down on top of it. So take your battery. Your batteries are long. They're kind of rectangle shape. Take your finger, run it around the side of the battery, and run it and find the actual hole on the side. There's only one hole on the side of the battery. And once you find that hole, just take it and stick it down on top of the battery dock where the hole is going right over that plug, and then just push down, and now it's plugged into the battery and charging. Okay? That's how you do the battery dock. Now, again, you don't have to use the battery dock. You can use just the plug-in and plug it into the battery, but you don't have to use the battery dock. Okay, so let's talk about getting the battery into the handle. Okay, so we've grabbed, find the handle where your motor is and everything like that. Take the battery out. Take the battery after you charge it up, and the battery will only go in one way to the charging, to the handle. Okay, so on the end of the battery, there is a piece that you can squeeze. It's spring-loaded. That's what releases the battery. So find the end that you can squeeze and find the top of the battery, which will have some ridges, and the charging hole where the charging plug goes is going to be on the left side closest to the part that you can squeeze. Okay? So locate that. If you've got the plug on the left side and you've got the part you can squeeze in the handle, there is a slot that you can take the battery, and it's right below the handle itself. Just insert the battery. It only will go in one way. Insert it in, and then just slap it in place like that. And now the handle has got the battery inside there, and you can still feel the charging hole where the charging plug goes, right, and you can still get to the charging hole where it goes on the left side. All right, so the battery is now in the handle. Now, right below the battery, there is the dust bin, okay? That's the dust bin. Now, the dust bin releases from the bottom. So, locate the dust bin and make sure there are no attachments on the handle, okay? So, take the attachments off and find the dust bin, and on the side of the handle, on the side of the dust bin, right below the battery, on the same side that the hole is for the charging plug, closest to the round suction nozzle thing, there is a button. If you press that button, then the dust bin just drops right open. Just press the button on the side, dust bin drops open. It's that easy. Empty it out, and then just flip it back, just slam it back closed, not slam it, but I mean just push it back closed, just like that, and now it's locked back in place. So that's how you empty the dust bin. All right. Okay, we're doing good here. So now let's talk about putting attachments on. Okay, so let's close the dust bin. Now, the attachments you can put on. You don't have to use the extension wand. You can use any of these attachments and stick it right on to this handle. So if you just want a quick cleanup, you don't want to do like a full vacuum, just grab one of the attachments, just stick it on the end of this handle, goes right on, and then the very top of the handle where you're grabbing the pistol grip, where you would put your thumb on the very top, there's an indention there. Just press on that. And that starts the vacuum. That's it. Just press on it. Starts the vacuum. Press it again. And it turns off the vacuum. Okay? That easy. Now, it doesn't appear that you can change speeds on this. It looks like it might just be a one-speed deal. I don't see... I'm looking here to see if I can find anything to change the speed. Oh, I might have found something. Let me try this. Hold on. Huh. Oh, no, I see what that is. Okay. On the top of the handle, there is another little piece that you can slide open. with your finger or thumb. So it's a spring-loaded piece that you can slide open. Just press it and pull up, and the cover comes right open. And then inside here is actually, it looks like a filter, like a foam filter that locks down in there and that you can pull right out. So you might try to clean that from time to time, but that is the filter cover, and it just slides back into place. So the top of the handle, run your finger down the very front. So take your finger, find the button that turns it on, run your finger on the 12 o'clock position, run it all the way down the handle till you get about halfway down, and you'll feel an opening there. Take your finger, press down on that opening, and then lift straight up, and the cover comes up, and then there's your little filter underneath here. So it looks like it's a filter that can be replaced when it gets too dirty. You can just, you know, brush it out, clean it out. It doesn't look like you want to wash it. I don't think you'd want to wash it. You could just kind of just clean it out with your hands. And then the foam filter actually comes off of the other piece there, and there's another filter underneath the foam. So you've got the foam, you've got another piece underneath there, so it looks like it's kind of like a double, like a double filter. So so it's pretty cool there. But yeah, that slides right in there, and looks like that will filter out stuff. All right, and yeah, it looks like you can probably buy replacement filters, these foam filters that slide right over the top of that. So, all right, I'm going to drop that back down in here. And then to put the cover back on, you're going to insert it first down toward the nozzle where the it sucks the air up. And then you're going to just hinge it downwards. Once you insert it in, hinge it down, and then just press right down on the top of that, and it snaps right back into place just like that. So, but yeah, I don't see a place that you can adjust the speed on this. So, yep, looks like it's just on or off, unless I'm just completely missing something here. Oh, there's another button down here. Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah. Okay, you do have buttons to adjust it. All right, so you've got a button to adjust it to be normal or high, it looks like. So once you press the button to turn it on, to the right side of that button around the 4 to 5 o'clock position, there is another button there. You can press that button, and that will change the speed. So it's on now. I'm going to press that button. We're going to high. Press it again, it's going to go back to normal. Press it again, high. Press it again, normal. Now there is a button on the left side of that that's different, but I don't know. But I'm not sure what that button does. So there is a button over on the other side around the 7 to 8 o'clock position. And it presses in. It might be a light or something to show what the battery level is. But on the right side is where around the 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock position, that's where you adjust the speeds. Okay? So I've got an attachment on here now. I'm just going to pull it off. And now I can slip on any other attachment that I want. And if I want to extend the wand to be like a vacuum cleaner, then I'm going to get this really long attachment. And I'm going to insert it into the round piece and press down. And it locks into place just like that. So that's locked in. And now I can use this as a regular vacuum cleaner. I can actually attach the this big attachment that have the rollers and everything. I can attach it to that. Let me get that. And just going to press it in place like that. And so now I can do it just like a vacuum cleaner. So I can stand up here and make sure I'm not vacuuming any plastic or anything. Now I can turn this on like this and roll it right across my carpet. I turn on high. And that's how you can use this as a regular vacuum cleaner. And it will spin the rollers. And it actually is not hard at all to push it across the carpet. It actually helps you push it across the carpet a little bit. So that's how that works. And then there's this other thing right here in the middle of this wand. If you press all kinds of little levers and things like that. So if you press on it right there at this little bit of a bend, it actually will bend in half. And you can bend it in half and store it now in the closet, and it doesn't stick up super, super far in the air. And it actually just, it's for storage. Now I can store it, and it doesn't take up much space at all. And then if I want to put it back to where it was, I'm going to press the button on the side again, and I'm going to straighten it back out and then snap it right back in place. So you'll feel where it hinges right there in the middle. And there are two other levers that do something. I'm not sure yet what they do. So I'm sure that I'm not catching everything that this thing does, so just know that there's probably some things that I'm missing, but this is what I have discovered so far. And there's a couple other levers here, but I'm not sure what those levers do. Can't get what they do soon. But yeah, it's pretty neat the way it will fold up. And you can store it really easy. And now, when it's folded up like this, the vacuum cleaner stands straight up, and it doesn't tip over. So that's a nice thing, too. So you can just keep it like that, and it doesn't tip over while it's folded. So, all right, guys. So that, I think, covers about everything. We got the two batteries, which is nice. Oh, I see. Okay, those other two levers that I pulled out, it attaches the hose from one side of it to the other side of it. So, I think I see what this can do. Let me see. All right, so if you wanted to use this hose that they give you with the little crevice tool, you can squeeze these two little levers where it bends. I think this is how it works. Let's see. No. No. I don't think that's. Oh, I'm close to getting it, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, for some reason, this hose will come out of the other side, but I'm not sure what the purpose, unless it's to try to get something out. Maybe something is out of it, like something stuck inside it or something like that. So anyway, I'll need a little more time to kind of figure out all the ins and outs, but that will get you guys started. There's also a nice manual in here. So if you have some questions, you can have somebody look at it with you and kind of figure out some of these things that I'm not getting. But yeah, guys, this is really, really nice by Shark. And it's something like a 3-year warranty on this. The nice thing is they give you two batteries. So that should last plenty of time to do a whole house. And there's just all kinds of little things that you can do with this. So and they give you all these different attachments and everything like that. So anyway, these are brand new in the box, guys. They are heavy. There will be a little bit of extra shipping because of the weight, but we're gonna have them a lot cheaper than you can get these anywhere. And trust me, it's worth it. These things are really, really nice. And yeah, Shark, they don't get any better than that. So if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-633-2572. As always, we appreciate you and we'll catch you next time.
Okay.